We like to say we kind of deal with turkey trauma.
It may be as simple as they left the giblets in the turkey. Oh my gosh, I've ruined Thanksgiving.
I always remember the call from a young bride. She was kind of whispering on the phone, and I asked her, why are you whispering? And she said, well, I don't want my mother and mother-in-law to know I'm calling you, but they're having this argument about which was the right way to do things. Well, she was very relieved when I told her it was her mother who had the right solution.
Yeah, but she had to go tell her mother-in-law she was wrong. I remember one time I talked to a guy, he wanted to propose on Thanksgiving Day. He wanted to mix the diamond ring in the stuffing and then stuff it inside the turkey. So, you know, I convinced him that that wasn't a good idea for a number of reasons. We decided together that he should tie it on a drumstick, get down with a platter on one knee and propose. Every year I think about him. And it's my wish that someday maybe he might call and say, hey, we made it for 30 years.
Right. You know, we do get people who are lonely and they're almost making up a scenario that they want to share and they need to talk to somebody. It really is heartwarming to hold their hands. We're kind of like their mom or their grandma.
I think that's one of the best parts about our job. They are so grateful that you're there. People say, you mean you've given up Thanksgiving for all these years? And I never feel like I've ever given anything up. Do we think we were going to do it for over 30 years?
Right.
No.
It makes them feel good, and it certainly makes us feel good, too.